This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Power of Us. This is Abel.
And this is his vision board queen wife.
Yes, you are.
Am I really?
Yes, yes, yes. You're the one that I've kind of seen in my life that kind of just really does it and is like true to it. Like you're consistent with it every single year. 2023 is here. All right. Yep. I know we're starting up like this kind of like closer to the end of the month. And
it took me that long to find my word. I don't know, ladies and guys, if you guys ever do a word. But this year was tough for me. Yeah. I started like my love journal and all this stuff and I still didn't have a word. So we did our vision boards a little bit late this year because I just couldn't find my word. Mm. And I'm still a little bit up in the air because I have like three. Yeah. So I went from zero to three. But I was really happy that you participated this year. I loved that very much. Usually it's just me.
Yeah. No, I definitely, I've learned from you. You know, I've seen your vision boards and obviously I thought like, I didn't think they were silly. I just thought like, oh, they're cute. You know,
that's
but
I
they're not.
That.
There's so much more to it.
Did you figure this out? Because look, to begin, Rosie, not only did I do a vision board this year, my husband did and my three kids did. And my daughter's friend, maybe going to be boyfriend soon, but he was even involved. And I thought it was interesting and beautiful. And we added declaring your vision board.
Yeah.
So then even like little Eli, it went from Abel all the way down to Eli and we would present our vision board. And then at the end, I would say, and everyone said, and we would all say amen because we agreed with everyone's vision. We were praying for everyone's vision. We allow ourselves to ask about that vision or that goal and not hold each other accountable, but like, hey, baby, I was thinking about your goal. How's it going, pa? Like, I think it's good to show interest. So I'm glad that my family as a whole did it.
Yeah, no, I agree. So vision boards are good because they can hold you accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And two, you get to see things come to fruition.
Yes.
These are goals and these are dreams and these are aspirations. And you know, when you're writing these vision boards, it's good to have a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Have a goal that you know that you can achieve and have goals that you know that you can achieve in 3 months. Have goals that you know that you can achieve in that year. Have goals that can be achieved if a miracle happens as well.
Or
that
it did.
You know, whatever, you know. And that's amazing to me.
Yeah.
So the reason why I'm saying that vision boards are great is because it's you're speaking it out into the world, and you speaking it out and saying it to yourself more than anybody else. It's not about sharing it with everybody because you don't have to share it with everyone.
Right.
But you knowing that this is what you're going to do and you seeing it on a piece of paper, either written or as a picture or whatever it might be, lets you know that that's what you're going for.
Right.
That's what you're thinking of. That's
what you see. I mean, let's be honest. Do you think it's like a one of those declarations of like, I put it out there in the world and it comes back to me?
I don't know how I feel about that, but I do know that you feeling positive or you going for something does something inside of you that makes you drive better.
Right.
One of the best people that I've seen that, and although as a person I am baffled by him, is DJ Khaled.
Right.
You know, you don't understand. Like, I can't comprehend how. Like, I don't even know if this guy knows how to use una consola or tocar un instrumento. I don't know if this guy knows how to do any of the stuff that he says he can do. You know, I know he was a DJ, an actual DJ on the radio. But, like, aside from that, but he just speaks so much positivity over his own life, right, over himself,
his kids,
the people around him. His whole slogan is, "We're the best." That's such a strong phrase and statement to say. Que me daría pena a mí decir I'm the best.
But not him, though. He believes it. Him. Therefore, if he believes it, people believe it.
People believe it. And you know what? His numbers show it in a lot of times.
Yeah.
And so you can easily say that, you know what, he might not be the best it ever was, but you know what? He does a lot of really, really great stuff.
So with vision boards, do you think of like, I think of the Bible verse, like my people perish because of a lack of vision.
That's so like, good.
I've gone years that I don't do a vision board.
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm lost, but I do feel like I do a little less.
Yeah.
And the years that I do a vision board and I could see it, like mine is right by my vanity. I'm there every day, at least twice a day.
Yeah.
I'll look at it and I'll be like, all right, yeah, I remember today. You're right. So for me personally, a vision board isn't magic. It's not like, whoa, everything's going to happen.
Agreed.
It is a realistic goal that I hold myself accountable to make happen. Yeah. Obviously, I pray about it. I'm like, okay, Jesus, this is a little crazy, but you and me, let's partner up. Mm-hmm. But for example, one of my words or one of my goals for this year is to connect. Mm. Connect with God, connect with my family, connect with other women. Mm. So when I receive an invitation from a retreat, it's like a retreat of leaders, I usually say no. My excuse is I'm shy. Who else is going? Do I already have a friend that's going? Because it'll help me. Yeah. But I thought of my vision board and I said, no, it is my responsibility to connect with other women. Yeah. I'm not going to wait for Noemi Chavez. I'm not going to wait to see if Elise goes. Yo me voy a apuntar because it is up to me to connect with other women. And I signed up. And that already is going to make something else happen in my year. Yeah. I know it. Get me? Because I held myself accountable to connect. My word of the year is not like, oh, you know, I don't know, justice. That's something God's going to do. That's something he can do in my life all the time. It's more about like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
So that's how I see my vision board. And it just puts a little bit more of, I don't want to say pressure, accountability on myself. Mm-hmm.
That's such a good point to say there, of like, you one can't really do much for justice, but one can do something that they can do, which is in your case connect, and I think that's perfect. Of like, yes, God is involved in everything, but we want to prepare the soil for God's reign.
Right.
And so kind of think of it like that and everything that you're going to be doing this year. I want God to come through and be with me hand in hand and be a part of all of this vision board. But I've got to do my part and prepare this land for that rain to come.
Yeah.
So it's like, God, I'm going to plow this field. I'm going to sow these seeds. And then I'm going to look up at you at this point and then be like, okay, how much rain are we going to get?
Right.
Enough to get a normal crop? Mm-hmm. Enough to get an overabundant crop season, or what exactly, you know? So I think that's wonderful. My word this year is, I have two, but it's scale and balance.
Yeah.
And so those are important to me because this year is a year of, I want to begin to ramp up a whole bunch of stuff. And at the same time, I want to balance my life.
Right.
And so those are my
between
two words.
Between work and family.
Between,
and
yeah.
So worship. I saw. Now, you didn't cut anything out of any magazines.
I didn't, because that's what makes these things cute to me.
And you could have done a Pinterest board.
I couldn't. I'm sorry. I couldn't. Like, so I wrote everything down and it was like this list of goals.
Where do you see this list?
It's on my wall. It's right there. So I see it there and
do you really?
Yeah.
When you're changing?
No, it's right there. It's above us. Yeah.
I know.
Oh, no, just at night sometimes, probably when I'm laying down and I can look at it and I see it. I was thinking about putting it
at the office, but you're a little shy, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a little shy.
I'm going to put it up. I'm going to ponerlo en un cuadro, frame it.
Little old, glitter. Old ones, yeah. Uh-huh. it's important to be able to have accountability on yourself, because by the end of this year I want to be like, did I do this? Did I do that? And if not, how am I going to get this done?
Right. So when should we check in? Like the first end of first quarter? I think
quarters,
March.
Quarters would be good. Quarters would be good to kind of give yourself, like, for even personal checkup. It doesn't necessarily need to be the other person to check up on you. But, I mean, it just holds more accountability of, like, if by the end of this year, I'm not going to be able to look at you and say, I did this, I didn't do that. And maybe that should put more fire under you.
Yeah.
But
I don't want that to be a thing, though. I don't want to be the person that's like, that's you didn't do this. I want to pray for
Sería
you.
Sería más yo tener pena contigo. No, yeah. You know, I no quiero que... I don't want you to think that I'm failing myself.
Yeah.
So if anything, it's more like self, like, oh man, I don't want her to see me like as if I gave up on this. So I'm going to keep trying and stuff like that. Things like that.
Do you think other guys, because this is your first year, do you think other guys should do vision boards with their wives and their kids?
I think guys should. I think it's important. I think that it's also good too for the man of the house to kind of hear everybody's dreams,
yeah,
and see how he can help them in that,
yeah,
you know, and so like as the father, as the priest, as the husband, I want to make your dreams come true, and I want to be a part of that. I want to help my Sammy with her dreams, and I want to help Eli with his, and Casey. Yeah. I want her to achieve the stuff that she wants, and anything that I can help my family either get there or achieve it. I want to be a part of it.
I don't even know how it happened. How did it happen that you were doing vision boards with us this time? Like, did you feel pressured to do it? And the reason I ask is so that maybe a wife, a girl, wants to do it with her husband, but because it's a cutesy thing, mm-hmm. like you usually do it with your girlfriends and some wine. Mm-hmm. How could a girl have her husband and kids join in on this activity?
To start off, vision boards is probably not the right word for guys.
Okay.
It's probably like, hey, let's make a goals list for this year.
Okay.
You know?
Yours is literally a list.
Yeah, mine is a list. And I think opening that up too of like, and I appreciate it that I didn't get any feedback from you because I was like ready to give you my...
Really?
I was ready, like, if you really wanted me to do pictures, I was ready to be like, look, babe, I gotta be honest with you. I don't know if I'm gonna enjoy this if I do pictures, but if I don't do pictures, I'm gonna enjoy it a lot more.
That was gonna... Okay.
You know, I'm gonna really feel like it's like me.
I was just happy you were doing it with us.
Yeah.
It was like a family activity. Mm-hmm. And so I wasn't... Sometimes, ladies, the less you say.
Yeah.
He was doing it and I was happy that he was doing it with us.
Mm-hmm. I've kind of learned that too this last year of like my way, the way that I would do things isn't the right way. And I've learned that this year in business. I've learned that this year in fatherhood. I've learned that this year with you. Mm. And it doesn't matter how you get it done as long as the end result is the same. And the feeling is the same, you know, if let's say, I don't know, I'm giving Sammy and Eli an orange and one of them wants it peeled, the other one just wants it cut.
Yeah.
What does it matter if they both eat the orange at the end, you know, but I like it a different way.
Yeah.
And so I've kind of really let that go this year, this last year towards the end of it. And I've lived a much better life like that.
Me too.
Yeah.
With you. There's been like a shift in our marriage. One was I put you first. Mm. That was like a leap of faith for me. I'm so glad I did it. And two, I let him be. I'm trying my best to be quiet and let him be him. Mm. My way is not the best way. My way is a way.
Yeah.
And I'm getting to know you more because I think you have more freedom to be you. Yeah, so like when he did say he wants to make a list, I was just like, okay, he's here. Y se me olvidó. So while we were doing the vision board, I was like, hey, babe, like, do you need any magazines or do you need a marker? Like, and you're like, no, babe, I got it. I'm just making a list. And I was like, oh yeah, that's right. Rosie, be quiet. You know?
Yeah. I mean, and then you as the wife if the husband is really into arts and crafts too, that's great. But you getting all the stuff, you know, getting the magazines and stuff like that really helped a lot because it helped the kids kind of just make this thing come together. They didn't have to overthink it and stuff like that.
I ordered some from Amazon, friends. Yeah. It was easy. I literally put vision board like stuff.
Yeah.
And a whole book came out and it has words and beautiful pictures. I made it an activity with Sammy.
You did great too. And this is something, if you guys are going to do it as a family, the listeners or the people watching, you prepped us like a week to 2 weeks before of like, hey guys, we're going to do a vision board on this day. And then Casey started getting her stuff together on Pinterest, and and Sammy, I think, even started thinking of stuff. And so that really helped kind of, and I started thinking of stuff too. And it's better than just going cold straight into it. Hey, family, tonight we're going to do a vision board. Let's do it. Because then it's like, ooh, you're drawing a blank and then you don't know. And then you end up putting so much. Sometimes you don't have anything to put on there. And sometimes you'll have all this stuff to put on there that doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
You know, or that you really, really don't care about. So that really helped us a lot that you let us know, like, with some time.
Women, that leads me into this very important thought. You create the environment. That's all you got to do. You create the environment for healing. You create the environment for fun. You create the environment for worship. Because I know this time we're talking about a vision board, but I have friends that are like, I wish my husband would pray for more. I wish my husband would ask me out on dates more. I wish my husband. Yeah. Yes, we have that, right? And you've told him and told him and told him. But I've learned, también from therapy, from counseling, create the environment. Whoever shows up, shows up. If you want to do some worship, me, I like candles and I like nice lighting and music. And I tell everyone on the calendar on Thursday, I'm going to just be worshiping God. If you want to show up, that'll be great. And if you don't, I'm not going to be upset. And you'll see when they can volunteer for something rather than be forced to do something, you're going to do it anyway. And that's how I felt. I'm going to do the vision boards anyway, family. I'd love for you guys to do it with me. With Sammy and Eli, it was a little easier because it was like, hey, kids, we're going to do a vision board. And you know, but with you in case, I didn't want to force you guys.
Yeah.
But I did tell you guys two, three weeks ahead. So that helps too. Give them a heads up and create the environment for it. That means you might have to do the planning. That means you might have to do the organizing with time. Your husband may be the one that says, hey, babe, it's December. Are we doing a vision board this year?
Right,
maybe.
Right.
You know? So. Hearing your kids. Wasn't it beautiful to hear our kids? Oh, I mean, from a 6-year-old, their a 9-year-old, a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
They really, it's kind of like life coaching. Life coaching, they just ask you questions and then they give themselves the answer and then they hold themselves accountable because it was their idea. So Sammy's idea this year was to be more kind to everyone, but especially Eli. And I was just, I don't badger her on it. I don't throw it in her face. I'm the same mommy of like, hey man, chill with your brother, be kind to your brother, but not like your vision board says. Yeah. But she's holding herself accountable to that.
That's beautiful.
And their dreams and... Yeah.
As a father, it really helped to hear your kids and what they want to do this year, what they feel, what they like, what they're hoping for, what they're aspiring for. And so it was good all around.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful thing that I think that we're going to do yearly. You know?
I'd like to.
We're going
to
do yearly.
Thank you for doing it. Honestly, babe, it surprised me. I thought it was really cool of you to like be, what do you call it? A willing participant.
Yeah.
Sometimes friends... He's going to lead. Sometimes he's going to be a willing participant. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Appreciate it that he said, okay, I'll go. I don't love the ballet, but I'll go. Mm. I don't love the museum, baby, but I love you, so I'll go. Because you could have easily just said no, and you didn't. You were not only a willing participant, you led a lot of it too. You gave us ideas, and I just loved it. And I love knowing your heart and your dreams, and I feel like it drew us closer together.
Yeah.
So
good. I loved it. And so I strongly suggest as a man, if you're a man listening or a husband or a father, this is good. This is good for you to kind of put some goals in your life. And this is good for your family to really know them a little bit deeper, a little bit more. It was so interesting to see that a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old already has dreams for that year. Like I couldn't fathom it. When I was their age, I don't remember having them or I didn't think of them or it never came up to me. You know, I never thought of it. I'm just going to live and go to school.
Yeah.
But our kids are different and that's beautiful to see. You know?
I think it gave them a place of like, my dreams matter, my word matters, my desires matter. And yeah. So, I mean, it was really beautiful to let them know, start dreaming now. I mean, the best dreams you dream are when you're a kid.
Yeah.
That's what I say. Dream like a 7-year-old girl. So they're huge dreams that I used to dream. I want to dream like that as a 40-year-old. So hearing my kids' dreams really, really brought joy into my life and upped my prayer game, because now when I see them, they're not just my kids. They are humans that have their own dreams, and I pray that they get to make those dreams come true and whatever I can help in. And that's what I let them know. I just want to help your dreams come true. Yeah. And I felt them like be like, yeah, thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
You know, so.
It's so good. It's not too late to do a vision board for yourself and for your family. So if you guys haven't, we strongly recommend it.
And women, just create the environment, and whoever shows up, and be grateful.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.